From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Ah, shout out Southbound Records and a big warm welcome to the man himself, Troy from Southbound Records. How's it going?
Oh, good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Now, you must be getting into the festive season up at Southbound Records. Christmas trees, tinsel, it's all out. And Jeffrey, I hear, has endorsed the Christmas spirit.
Jeffrey actually put the Christmas tree up.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Excellent.
So, it was great working at Southbound. is it in the Christmas spirit? If you mean, are people coming in and buying stuff for their partners or their aunties, as you said?
Yes, your auntie needs that fourth copy of Fleetwood Mac Rumours.
Well, we got your auntie covered.
Yes.
So you remember last week Cam said that we had a whole bunch of under $40 records, mm-hmm. And a whole bunch of classics in that way. And I thought, oh, yeah, great. Okay, so should I bring up, Velvet Underground and Nico and, the actual classics? And I thought, well, what about the kind of future classics?
Okay.
You know, things that are only like a decade or so old, but are the kind of records which I'm pretty sure are going to stick around. And in 30 years, you're going to have people who aren't even born now, thinking these are the records that I must go into Southbound to get,
Ah, excellent. Okay. I love this future looking stuff.
Yeah. So, and having said that, let's dive into the past, the 1970s sort of past, Bad Bad Not Good. This is actually from 2015. Bad Bad Not Good had done a couple of LPs by that time, and they'd, been mainly doing sort of hip-hop covers in sort of a light early 21st century jazz way, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you would think that the logical thing for them to do would be to get to collaborate with a rapper and make more of a hip-hop record.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think they did? They got together with Ghostface Killah and made a psychedelic soul record, which sounds kind of like, something from the early 70s. If the Stax label would have put together a film noir soundtrack, you might be along the right track. And that's kind of makes sense for Ghostface Killah, who by this time had like inhabited so many characters. He'd been Iron Man, he'd been Tony Starks, he'd been Pretty Tony, over his various records. Always a villain and always kind of a Gotham City comic book type villain. And so when he collaborated on the Sour Soul record with Bad Bad Not Good, what you get is all of these like sort of slight episodes, like imagine a Saturday morning cartoon in the early 1970s, but an extremely violent and weird one. And the weirdness just got compounded when you get people like Doom to jump on a track, or in the case of the one we're going to play, Danny Brown to come in and make things even
weirder.
More peculiar,
yes,
perhaps.
Yeah.
Great record, I think. A nice sort of... It is going to be one of those ones. Even like if you look at the cover, I brought in the record if you look.
Yeah, pretty timeless.
It even looks like a classic record. There's Ghostface covered with an American flag.
Mm.
And you don't think, oh, that's the rapper known as such and such. You think, that's a villain.
Let's hear it. We're going to hit 6 degrees.
6 degrees with Danny Brown.
From Soul Sour, Bad Bad Not Good and Ghostface Killah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yo, ayo, dangerous thoughts, mind of a militia. Bottles of the 150 poured over twisters. Broken bones, the pillars, Staten Island's the illest. The biggest landfillers, we creep like caterpillars. Love razors, dirty guns with a few bodies. Teach niggas how to walk again from the fucking shoddy. Sixth sense, six pack, 6 degrees of separation. My evil third eye blinks with no hesitation. Dust bags, spoonfuls of sugar help the medi. Go down smooth and steady, blowing the green deadly. Hem weed pops, isolated of hash bricks. Needle left stuck in his arm, died of a bad fix. We still rock, still dry drawers in the stove. Got bread from back in the days, it's growing some mold. Tupac's back, my Glock's fat. After the gun smoke, you screaming, where my block at?
Both hands rusty, need a little lotion. That shit don't matter when I mix the color ocean. Smoking on potent, guns bagging up in the living room. Blocking a flat screen while I'm watching Juice. Move your big ass head, my favorite part on cue in the DJ battle. Move a eye, scratch you. 95 from 95 on the coffee table. Condom selling dime, still shiny as
want designer boxes, shoe boxes, and bedrooms. Some got stacks, but most discontinues. What's on the menu? Eat a rapper like butternut squash. Bark on a nigga with the blade out. Run up in your safe house. How ironic, like a rain got a nigga like somebody hit Sonic. Smoking on chronic, but I like Nostradamus. See, dying ain't your future. Nigga, I promise. Bombing color 7 series, TiVo, the world's every bout to miss the game. Hitting sevens on the slot machine. Fight starter, drunk driving in a charger with a big titty bitch looking like Takara. I don't know what you know, but if you know what I know, you better get ghost before I get ghost. I don't know what you know, but if you know how I know, you better get ghost before I get.
Hey yo, what up, son? They chalking that money on the ground shit. UPS, FedEx, I deliver the pound shit. Raw dog, my hood's like crazy Eddie stamp bags. Stable to niggas stash they guns and shit bags. Do rags and blue and red flags. We keep new tags. Skinny or big jeans, niggas, they still sag. Brag about 2 chains, 4 chains, 6 chains. Spread eagle bitches in the crib, giving brains steel. Keep them clocks crispier than printed money. In the champion gear that I rock, will hide my face for me. Mass down, 357 in the box of shells. Seen Vail, dead arm the kid in the stairwell. Stem cell, my niggas are scientific. We make crumbs and wax, the THC is prolific. Fruitful, my clan bundle cash like Pablo. Baked in the Cayman, stairs house is out in Cabo.
Excellent.
And there you go. Bad, bad, not good with Ghostface at Sour Soul. Under $40 at Southbound. It's we've got a whole wall at the moment of under $40.
Perfect for a Christmas gift.
Would you give that one to your auntie, do you think?
Yeah, certainly. Yep.
Your auntie's a big fan of
Fleetwood Mac and Ghostface Killer.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you think of that in a way of kind of confounding expectations when it came out in 2015, then this next one we're going to do, again, confounded expectations, I think, particularly in that it came so hot on the heels of the previous record that the artist had released. So I think it was less than 3 months after Jack White put out Fear of the Dawn, he put out this one, Entering Heaven Alive.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the way that people like to simplify things in their heads, they go, oh, okay, so Fear of the Dawn is kind of like his really loud rock record, and Entering Heaven Alive is kind of like his country folk record.
Mm-hmm.
Two sides of the same coin. I don't think it's that simple at all. At all. Like, you'll find on Entering Heaven Alive, yeah, there is some nice sort of acoustic tunes, but, you know, that's nothing particularly new for Jack White, is it? Back in the White Stripes, he would do those acoustic tunes as well. In fact, the record which came out right before these two was a double album of all acoustic recordings of White Stripes and Jack White stuff, remember? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you think that this is all an acoustic folk country album? Oh, no. Speaking of psychedelic soul, hit that.
We're gonna hit.
Let's hit it and see how it starts.
I've got you surrounded.
I've got you surrounded.
With my love.
By my love, in fact, I think. So you had a. If you were to think of this as just being like, you know, the heartfelt singer-songwriter record, then how would you explain tunes like a Madman from Manhattan, which is possibly one of the weirdest songs that Jack White had ever done, and this thing? Nonetheless, I'm pretty sure that this is going to be one of those records which sticks around.
Okay.
Perhaps partly because of how odd it is. And now, you know, Fear of the Dawn, fairly basic, you know. It is what you think it is. This is just not what you think it is. Listen to that.
Yeah. that's neutral. And get it in our minds now that the feeling's mutual.
So this is from 2022, Jack White's Entering Heaven Alive. And as you just pointed out to me, this is the first of his solo records which does not have blue on the cover, except for that sticker.
Yes. Jack White obviously was rocking blue hair for a long time. Is it all tied in?
Yeah. Well, I think it is, yeah. Like you had that, Blunderbuss, Lazaretto, Boarding House Reach, then Fear of the Lord and this. But then this goes from blue to monochrome. Who knows why? Hey, you're giving away tickets, aren't you?
Yeah, we gave away a ticket to the Power Station this morning.
Because he's playing on Monday.
He's playing at the Power Station on Monday and then the Town Hall on Tuesday.
We should probably give this record away to somebody.
Yes. Have we got some trivia for how we're going to give this away?
Yeah, what did Johnny just point out about this record?
5395, were you listening closely? What did we just point out about this cover of this record?
Entering Heaven Alive, Jack White, another one of the under $40 records you can buy at Southbound.
Yeah, man, what a good deal, under 40 bucks.
Yeah.
Now, what are we going to go out on, Troy? What else is in the under $40 bin at Southbound?
Well, okay, so when's this? 2013, I think, we're going to go back to now, which is, 11 years ago, the oldest record we're looking at today. And I think in... this again is one of those super interesting ones that where it came out. In fact, this one came out with no fanfare. I don't think he even announced it was coming out. It just suddenly appeared. The artist is Fortet. Now, it'd been around for a long time, of course, but by 2010, he'd moved. You know, a lot of his earlier stuff was sort of, again, psychedelic-y, but like kind of nature-based and surround sound and everything. Then with that record, There Is Love in You, suddenly you sort of moved a lot to the dance floor, right? And so you think, oh well, okay, that's successful for you. I think that's his acknowledged classic record. But then he turns around and does this one here, Beautiful Rewind. And while it's still sort of tangentially associated with a dance floor, it's kind of a strange thing. It's like London pirate radio of the 90s, where it was the garage and grime with the MCs and that. This record here, rather than just being like a tribute to that era or trying to recreate it, it's almost like a radio waves from that time sort of like shot around in space for a while and that came back at the wrong time.
Great description. Yes.
Well, and it's so while he was putting this thing together.
Yeah.
And so what you've got is this kind of still kind of Fortet-ish, forward-looking, intricate, melody-based thing, but sort of like interrupted by transmissions from the pirate radio days.
Yes.
I don't know.
Oh, shall we hear something?
Yeah. Which one do we choose again?
We've got Gong.
Oh, let's put on Gong.
We've got Gong. This is Fortet's Beautiful Rewind. You can pick it up for under 40 bucks at Southbound.
You can indeed.
Let's hear it. Let's go.
There you go. Already you've got the weird kind of 90s breaks. You've got a junglist MC vaguely in the background.
Pirate radio.
Yeah. And there's Fortet, like, putting together some intricate thing with a gong. The fact that sample of the woman's voice sounds kind of like a burial thing. Remember, like just a year before this, there was the Fortet burial collaboration. And in fact, they went back further than that. They went to school together.
Ah, okay. Have they done more work together after this?
No. But I'll tell you a good coincidence. Today, the brand new Fortet album is out.
Okay.
It's a triple vinyl box set live at the Alexandra Palace, May 2023.
Okay.
Like a really grand thing, whereas like these immersive tunes, I think the shortest tune might be about 16 minutes. Most of them have a half hour mark.
3 LP out today.
Yeah.
Okay. On the shelf?
On the shelf. Limited to 2,000 worldwide.
Okay. Not very many at all for someone like Fortet.
No, listen to this bit. I firmly believe that it will be one of those things that,
yes.
Kids of the future will be discovering.
Do you think it's like, it does sound like this is very forward-looking, you know? Do you think that plays into its longevity at all?
Well, it's hard to tell whether, in 30 years from now, it will still sound like it's looking forwards, or it'll have this kitschy thing of, well, you got the future wrong. Hard to tell. It's like, from the vantage point of 1980, the year 2000 wasn't quite what it turned out to be, was it? But possibly, yeah.
Excellent. Just to recap the records that Troy has brought in this morning from Southbound Records. Fortet, Beautiful Rewind.
Yes.
We had Bad Bad Not Good and Ghostface Killer, A Sour Soul. And we also had Jack White's Entering Heaven Alive from 2022. All under $40.
Well, under 40, and we'll give that Jack White one away. But because, of course, I didn't check with the management or anything, we should... but yeah, we'll do it.
So the Jack White, if you're keen on the Jack White LP, okay. All right. Ooh, we have had people texting in the correct answer.
What was the correct answer?
They said there's no blue on the cover.
Except on the sticker.
Yeah, except on the sticker. Okay, we'll go back and we shall choose a winner from the people that have texted through, and I'll give you a call and you can head into Southbound to collect.
Sounds
right.
Good.
Hey, cheers, Troy from Southbound Records.
Thank you, John. Cam, we'll be back with you next week.
Excellent. All right.
Are you still here next week?
Yeah, we got one more week before the Christmas break.
All right. So I'll see you up at the shop anyway. There's a few things you need to be buying, so.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
Cheers.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.